من و تو هم خونیم، بچه ایرونیم، خاک ما خونه ماست، عاشقش میمونی.
It is Wednesday, July 14th, 2010, broadcasting live from San Francisco, California. You are listening to RadioJavon.com. This is Ironic and Live. Show starts now. Go! Peace, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Ironic and Live. We're glad to have you with us again after 2 weeks. So today, boys and girls, without any further ado, we're going to talk about a daily dilemma that all of us face, or maybe I should say a nightly dilemma, because most of us probably go out at nighttime when we're out to meet the opposite sex. And what we're going to talk about tonight is how we choose our mates, our partners, our significant others. So I'm going to speak for the fellas out there for a minute, because that's obviously the only perspective I can provide. So ladies, you need to translate this scenario I'm about to give you to your own experiences. So guys, I want you to imagine that you're out at a party or a club or a bar or whatever, and you're single, so you're on the prowl that night. And you spot a beautiful girl in front of you wearing a tight dress or a short skirt or something, and she's drinking, and she's dancing and yelling and having a great time. And you think, man, she would be fun to hang out with. She seems wild. Like, me and her could have some crazy times together. But then you spot another girl, and she may not be as hot as the first girl, but she's still beautiful in her own right. Only instead of drinking and dancing and screaming, she's taking care of one of her friends who drank too much and got wasted. So now you're thinking to yourself, you know what? Someday I'm going to want a girl who takes care of me like that. That's the type of girl that you could build a family with and build a life with. And so that brings us to this age-old question in life and in love, and that's whether you should follow your head or follow your heart. And even though girl number one probably appeals to something a little further south than your heart, but for the purposes of this debate, we're going to say it's your heart. So before we go any further, let me introduce our co-hosts that are going to help us delve into this secret of the ages. We have the lovely Mavash with us. How are you doing tonight?
Good, good. Thank you.
We have the equally lovely Elnaz with us. How are you?
Durud mara pazira bash. Hello.
what she said.
I don't know what that means.
And then we have some tall guy in the pink shirt.
Dude, I'm not lovely, how are you, bro? How are you? I'm lovely, dude.
You're lovely.
I'm lovely.
You're not equally lovely, so I didn't want to bring
That's
the
good,
lovely
man.
Scale
yeah,
down.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
Not at all.
You know what I mean? You're ruggedly handsome. I'll put it
Mercy.
That way.
Is that good?
Yeah. All right. So we actually, there's some differing opinions, and I'm sure just like with our listeners out there, that there's differing opinions and differing methods of how people go about finding that special someone in their lives. There's differing opinions amongst us. So some of you probably out there use your head, some of you use your heart, among other parts. So I mean what do you think, Elnaz? How does it go with you when you're out there trying to find Mr. Right?
به نظر من کلا ما آدما 95% تصمیمایی رو که میگیریم از عقلمون استفاده میکنیم. اگر که خوب فکر کنیم میبینین این درسته. حتی وقتی دلتون یعنی احساستون یه چیزی رو بخواد، باز عقل استفاده میشه و کلا تصمیمایی رو که میگیریم از روی عقل میگیریم. مثلا من امروز صبح خودم رو به زور از تخت خواب کشوندم بیرون که برم ورزش کنم. دلم نمیخواست، حوصله‌اشو نداشتم، احساسم میگفت بخواب، ولی میدونستم که 2 هفته دیگه دارم میرم ماراثون، یعنی حالا اونم 5K، not even a marathon. و اگه نرم یه جوری متاسف میشم. Or like, why do you go to work? Half of us don't like it. Our feelings indicate that we shouldn't go, but we go because our minds tell us that if we want to make a good living, enjoy life, pay the bills, and not end up on the street, we need to go and make the money, so we go work. حالا اگه میخوای درباره چیزای مهمتر مثلا شروع یک ریلیشنشیپ صحبت کنیم، اونم باز بهتر از عقل استفاده کنیم. We were talking last week actually about how most relationships that begin purely using feeling and heart over your logic end up in a breakup or a divorce. You get into a relationship because you feel like you're in love. You can't live without the person without really thinking, is that person really compatible with me? Is this a good idea? Do we have anything in common? Can he or she get along with my family? And then down the road, crap happens, right? Pretty much all relationships go through rough spots. If you got into the relationship using your logic, you'll deal with the problem using logic. If you got into the relationship using your heart, you'll use your heart to deal with the problems. And more often than not, that means you don't feel like you're in love anymore and you break up or get divorced. ولی اینجا مهمه که اینو بگم که sometimes it's really important that, you know, sometimes you just can't stay with the person, just like مثلا یکی دست بزن داشته باشه یا خیانتی در کار باشه. What I'm talking about are the little issues. We all know people who break up over the most random and stupid things. They start relationships thinking, you make me so happy, and then expect to be happy 100% of the time. Please do not fool yourselves. You will not be happy 100% of the time. But the minute people using only heart and emotion feel unhappy, they don't want it anymore. They want out. The way you behave is at most time based on some kind of need, but we don't want to get into a psychological conversation. However, you can get up one day and just decide something. Decide to run 3 miles, change your diet, get over an ex. These decisions are made in your mind. عقلتو استفاده میکنی، تصمیم میگیری که کاری رو بکنی که به نفعته.
Right. But I would say there's a difference between discipline and logic too. What you're describing sometimes is discipline. Just in case you're wondering where our normal host Iman is, he's right now partying with probably 4 million drunk girls in Spain who are celebrating the World Cup. So don't feel sorry for him. He's doing just fine. Or, and drunk boys. I don't know what Iman's into. Whatever he likes.
But
before we go any further, I want to hear Kaveh's heart. Kaveh's all heart, just
I'm
in case you didn't know.
Yeah,
heart.
I'm all heart.
He wears his heart on his sleeve. He wears his heart on his pants, on the earring in his
it's
right ear. He wears his heart everywhere.
Just so, like me, I'm the heartless one, right?
Yeah, that's right. No.
I didn't say that.
I'm going to make an argument for Erfan and heart. And in the past, I've always been a very, like, you know, being trained in science, I've always been very analytical. And I know love comes from, you know, dopamine, and that's your reward system. I know all this stuff. And I'm still going to argue that heart is still what you should use. And heart is just that black box of mysterious reasons that you can't explain. Yeah, you can say that your dopamine levels go up when you're interested in somebody or you go gambling or whatever gets you that reward. But why does that happen? And that's really your heart. And I think one thing I've always kind of liked to explain that with is Erfan. And Erfan, for those that don't know, is theosophy or mysticism. And it's a system of belief based in mystical insight into the nature of God and the soul. And it doesn't necessarily have a specific religion to me associated with it. And it tries to delve beneath religion and find the truth. And that's why Rumi's become so popular to even non-Muslim people and things like that, is because it's really just kind of going beneath it. And so I'm just going to give a couple examples. The first is your career. And a lot of my friends are unhappy in their jobs. They despise it. They just do it for the money. And, you know, they listen to their paychecks. You're supposed to get a good job. You're supposed to, you know, put money in retirement accounts. And you know, after about 10 years or so, they've all gotten sick of it. And my advice to them is, and they're actually going back to school and kind of trying different things, is just go with your heart. You have to take time and kind of soul search a little bit, find what you want to do. And then the second thing is, you know, your life partner, companion, as Elnaz was talking about. And, you know, there's a, you know, very important dilemma here is you go with your heart or your rationale. And yeah, of course, people make mistakes with their heart. But I would argue that if you know yourself and you know what your heart wants and you know that it's kind of a good thing for you, then you can kind of choose that. And I think allow your heart to pick. And that happens kind of later on in life sometimes when you get to know yourself, as they're saying, 30 is a new 20, you know, it's kind of holding up to be true in our generation. So anyway, that's my advice. And
yeah, hold on. I like that idea of getting to know yourself, because I think that's where the confluence of your mind and your heart comes together. And just speaking for myself, for Ali, I just want to say I picked my mate with my head and my heart. What up?
کاملا موافقم.
Brownie boys, what up? All right, so we're going to go to the news. And we'll be back after this. You're listening to Ironic and Live.
تا دلت بخواد دلم تنگ میشه هر روز واسه تو کی میدونست یه روزی منم ببازم دلمو کی میدونست یه دفعه این همه عاشقت میشم من از این سنین قلبت هم دم دلت میشم نه دیگه فکر نکنم
همه یه دنیا رو گشتی به کجا رسیدی آخر چی یادیدی که شکستی
Ironic in Live, and this is not BBC, it's Radio Jabon.
Hey guys, this is Zimon with the news, and we got some interesting things coming up for you guys. I don't know if it's coming from my head or my heart, but whatever it is, it'll be interesting.
It's coming from your iPad, bro. Okay, be real.
Yeah, literally, it's coming from my iPad right now. Actually, related, let me start with that news, since you said iPad. The iPhone 4, it's out, and I've had it for a while now, and I'm deciding to return it. I'm actually going to return it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so basically, Consumer Reports and a lot of other, reputable, in my opinion, sites had really proven that there's really a physical issue with this phone. Like, you hold it in a certain area, and people just can't hear you. And it's like,
I want you guys to see Mav as a shock right now. Can I tell you Zimon's first comment when we asked him his opinion of his iPhone 4? It's really good. The only thing is trying to make phone calls. It's a phone, dude. So that might be an issue. Anyway,
But see, one thing that's happening in the world today is that phone calls are becoming less and less in my world. Less and less useful as much as a device that's mobile that you can get other things with. So that's why for me, like, a phone call wasn't like the be all end all. But
right.
When you disconnect so suddenly and when it's so, you know, obviously, you know, there's some hardware issue, then I gotta show my, you know, put my, you know, foot on the ground and return this product, and then
so
hopefully
I'm
we'll
assuming
put a new one out.
So basically, Apple or iPhone just lost the customer.
Well, no. I have 3GS, and I still enjoy that, and I still enjoy Apple's product. So,
okay.
But let's go to the next news. That was just interesting, fun news. There's a lot of spy games happening in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Now, U.S. versus Russia for some at some point, but now U.S. and Iran. There was a nuclear scientist by the name of Shahram Amiri, and this gentleman, I guess, in a couple days ago, he actually went to the Pakistan embassy, the intersection in Iran, and he said, "I want to go back to Iran," and The Iranian media are saying he had been kidnapped and he fled and went to this Pakistan embassy so he can come back to his home country. The U.S. government saying he was free to come, he was free to go. He decided to go on ahead and decided to come back and he's
sorry.
Free to
what city was the Pakistani embassy in?
No, in D.C. The Pakistani embassy.
But actually, the embassy of Pakistan is actually the office of the protection of the Jomhuri Islami Iran. The embassy of Pakistan is actually in Washington. I think that
The check that the U.S. government wrote him cleared, and so now he wants to take it back home. How complicated is that?
Yeah, and then there's some kind of rumors and on press TV that he was given $10 million to put up that video that says that he's safe and sound.
Please don't mention press TV during the news section.
I'm sorry.
It's mentioning Fox News. Let's keep it moving.
The next news, I want to actually not say myself, and I want to have actually Mr. Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report mention it. Those are very interesting things happening in Iran.
Iran's Ministry of Culture is coming out with its official catalog of haircuts that meet government approval. in an attempt to rid the country of decadent Western cuts, including ponytails and mullets, which from now on will be known as business in the front, infidel in the back. So, what cuts are permitted? The neat crop, the hedgehog, and the Stephen Colbert.
You got to go watch this online and see what he's talking about. But basically, head rules of what, how men should cut their hair in Iran has been decided.
بس آقایون شما دیگه باید میرید. اگر تصمیم مسافرت به ایران گرفتید قبل از اون حتما چک بکنید که
آره. But what it was is that the men with long hair were causing earthquakes because they were causing the women to turn their heads and look just like you guys cause earthquakes with your short skirts.
Yeah. Both ways. A lot of morality issues with that hair. I really think you need to be careful, guys. Please be careful. The other Iran news that I have is Tehran's Grand Bazaar. I'm sure you guys have all been to this enormous bazaar. To Farsi, what do you say?
Bazaar of Tehran.
They've been on strike this last week, I guess, this last week and a half. And it's all because Ahmadinejad's government attempted to increase the taxes, the VAT, value-add tax, that all products have, and they refused. They didn't want to have to pay that tax because basically then they couldn't pay their employees. So, and they've been on strike for the last week and a half, and this is a huge economic issue for Iran. So can follow up on that online.
هنوزم در حال اعتصابن strike.
No. They're still on strike right now as we speak.
And for our American listeners or other Western listeners who don't know, the Bazaar is a very big center of power in Iran. It's the economic, yeah. It's the street. It's what would be referred to as the street or the grassroots in America is the Bazaar in Iran.
Exactly. And the last time there was a Bazaar strike was 2008. Ahmadinejad did the same type of thing. But the time before that was the revolution.
Right.
The bazaars shut down, and that really helped create the environment for the revolution.
Right.
So we gotta really be careful, guys. But there's another important news that I kept forgetting to say, but I think Elnaz wants to mention this one because I know she...
Viva España!
There you go. So Holland lost.
Oh my God.
So what happened? What happened, Elnaz? How was the game?
Minute 116.
Boring.
España, Iniesta, 1, Holland, 0.
Very,
the goal that was made at that 116, it was an amazing goal, wasn't it?
Iniesta. Who was the dead guy that he gave tribute to on his shirt? Did you hear about that?
Yeah,
when he took his shirt off, it said the name of a football player who died recently, and he said, siempre como nosotros, like always with us.
Okay.
And then they gave him a yellow card for taking his shirt off.
Man, so many yellow cards in this game, and like a red card as well at the end, right?
در واقع چیز رکورد شکست. یا رکورد با جام فینال جام 86 یکی شد یا حتونم زد جلو.
آره خلاصه. Sorry for those who were TiVoing it and wanted to watch it, what, like 5 days later? But too bad. That's what happened. Spain won. Holland lost. Get with it. Okay, so this has been Zeman with the news, and we will be back after this break.
چه کنم پیش عشقه
زعقل اندیشه ها زاید که مردم را بفرساید، گرت آسودگی باید برو عاشق شوی عاقل. این شعر رو هم سعدی حتی یه جورایی با کاوه موافقه که قلب و دل را باید جلو انداخت برای تصمیم مهم، ولی من شخصا 50-50 یعنی هر دوتا یه جورایی با علی موافقم که هر دوتا را باید استفاده کرد. هر جا یکیشو ایگنور کنی، در نظر نگیری، حتما یه جایی ضربه میخوری در وقتی که اون تصمیم گرفته بشه. نمیدونم بلدین، میدونین چجوری شما چون اکثرتون انگلیسی زبان هستین متوجه شدین معنی فارسی شو بلدین.
You have the translation comment.
Translations دارم. Yeah, it's actually on our Facebook page also, but it's the logical mind bears thoughts that wears people out. If you want to be at ease, go fall in love. Use your heart, wise one. So
spoken the words of a man whose wife took him for all his money in his divorce.
Yeah.
Got patience. But honestly, right. Really what it is though is the same way we're talking about relationships. You use your head and your heart. It's like your head and your heart are in a relationship, essentially. It's everything is give and take. Mm-hmm. If you go too far one way, too far the other, just like a good romantic relationship. If it's too far for one person or the other, it doesn't work. There has to find a middle ground. What do you think, Elnaz?
فکر نمی کنی که احساس میتونه تحت تأثیر عقل باشه؟ مثلا منظورم اینه که خب فکر کن که با دوست دخترت جدا میشه، البته خدای نکنه زبونم لال، ولی یکی از دوست دخترش جدا بشه. How do you get over someone? You know, you just decide one day to get over someone. You get up and you decide that you're going to move on. You get over it, right?
Really?
خب آره، وقتی که بیدار میشی به خودت میگی دیگه بسته.
You decide you're going to start to get over it.
نه خب میگه دیگه بسته. I have to move on. نمیتونم که بشینم اینجا زار زار گریه کنم.
Do you want to be my life coach? Because you seem to have this down.
Your mind can do that. Or if you don't see somebody for long enough, and your heart just you forget about it. Mm-hmm. You don't get that reward, so then you just let it go. And that's why they say it's good to cut it off. Like when you want to quit something like smoking cigarettes, for example, it's all the same. It's a drug. You just quit cold turkey. It's the best way if you can do it the most difficult way. But mm-hmm. if you can do it, that's the best way.
ولی خب, I think you just tell yourself. You keep telling yourself that you're going to quit, that it's not good for me. I'm not going to smoke anymore. But it's technically not. Your head is telling your heart what to do. Isn't that what that movie, what was it called? The Secret? Isn't that what that was all about?
I didn't see that one, sorry.
It's okay, everybody go watch The Secret.
Oh, okay, man, I'm not
Or yeah, had some like kitabai ki that I remember there's a writer, Dr. Wayne Dyer. He wrote this book, Change Your Thought, Change Your Life, or something like that. And pretty much it's saying the way you think, what you think about expands. Whether you want it or not, you're going to draw into your life what you think about.
I agree with that, yeah.
You know, so it's technically your aqlit bishtar dare kar mikone ta ehsasat. And Ali, ye cheezi gofti ki it's discipline more than it is aql. Mm-hmm. Isn't discipline based off of your logic?
This is true. I mean, I definitely, as the more you're talking, the more I'm understanding what you're saying. Because I actually have one of my good friends who I won't name, but he is probably not as book smart maybe as some of my other friends. Betty, he is so intellectually disciplined that when he's supposed to do something, he does it. When something's due, he does it 2 weeks early. When we're going on a trip, he packs like my mom. He packs like 3 days ahead of time. He's done his suitcases faster and everything. So that in and of itself is a skill. Is in not just being able to think logically or to shut down your heart, but to have intellectual discipline in that when you're something's supposed to happen, you do it. You move on like a soldier, is like they say. You know, you move on like a soldier. You do what you need. You know you're supposed to do. Buddy, someone who ignores their heart at the same time is, if you know enough about human emotion, you know, it doesn't. You can take one class at a junior college and they'll teach you. You start bottling stuff up, it's still there.
Yeah.
Like you might be able to convince yourself to not act on it or to move on and put your feelings to the side, but it's still there and it's going to start affecting how your logic works. You know what I'm saying? Like if someone who gets abandoned as a kid, they may think they're being logical because they don't follow their heart. But at the same time, what they're doing is they're pushing away people that love them because they were abandoned as a kid and because they never dealt with those emotions because of what's going on in their heart. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to also, part of intellectual discipline is to realize your emotions, to absorb them, to act on them, but to not let them overwhelm you. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. احساس باید زیر تحت کنترل عقل باشه. ولی کلن نیست. میتونه باشه ولی نیست.
یعنی چی منظور چی نیست؟ این فکر کنم به صورت شخصی یعنی هر آیا به طور عمومی جنرال داری صحبت میکنی روی این قضیه یا به طور شخصی داری میگی؟
جنرال، این جنرال یعنی چی شخص؟
یعنی داری میگی نیست، یعنی برای همه، همه آدما احساسشون زیر تحت عقلشون نیست، ممکنه برای بعضی ها باشه.
Yeah, obviously. I'm just saying like kolan most people think that you can't control your emotions.
Oh yeah, برای بیشتر درسته.
Most people also use it as an excuse though, I think too.
چی؟
It's just how I felt at the time or I couldn't control it, how my heart felt. It's like, yeah, you couldn't control how your heart felt, but you can control what you do about it.
Yeah.
And exactly. منم منظورم همونه. شاید مثلا تو احساس مثلا حسودی، حسادت. تو احساس حسادت میتونی بکنی، ولی اون عکس العملایی که نشون میدی اونا رو میتونی کنترل کنی. You might not be able to control jealousy, but you can control what you do about
it. One analogy I like is that your heart's like the accelerator or like the wild horse, and then your rationale, your brain, or whatever you want to call it, is kind of like the brakes. It's like the reins.
Oh,
and
so look you're cover the intellectual.
You're going full like speed. That. Your heart's pushing you in different directions, and you got to use your brain to kind of you know get it going in one direction.
Yes.
درسته. مثلا حالا من دقیقاً درباره شما حالا دارین درباره ریلیشنشیپ دارین صحبت میکنین، درباره نمیدونم کار پیدا کردن دارین صحبت میکنین، نمیدونم مثلا خیلی چیزا، خیلی اتفاقای مهم است توی زندگی، انتخاب رشته، when you choose your major that could be one major thing that اگر که شما میخواین چه رشته رو انتخاب بکنین، حالا مثلا نمیدونم توی آمریکا بچهای آمریکایی شاید خیلی با این قضیه دست به گریبان نیستن، they don't have to deal with it، ولی توی ایران خیلی این اتفاق افتاده که به خاطر اینکه جامعه ایران جامعه‌ای هستش که مثلا شما اگه توی رشته‌های هنری برین خیلی آینده روشنی از لحاظ مالی ندارین، یعنی خیلی سخته، زندگی سختی خواهید داشت مطمئنا در داخل ایران، چون خیلی رشته‌های مهندسی، پزشکی، وکالت اینا خیلی بیشتر از رشته‌های هنری بها داده میشه. و من تو بچه‌های رو میشناسم واقعا که در همین آمریکا که جزو بچه‌هایی بودن که در ایران در کنکور ایران مثلا رتبه‌های تک رقمی، دو رقمی کنکور رو آوردن، یعنی واقعا جزو کسایی بودن که اینجا بهشون میگن دیگه جینیوس بودن تا یه حد خوبی، ولی علاقه ای که به اون رشته رو که انتخاب کردن به دلیل اون فضایی که در ایران وجود داشت واقعا اون چیزی نبود که دلشون میخواست، ولی چاره ای نداشتن. یعنی من شنیدم از چندین نفرشون که اگر مثلا من آمریکا زندگی میکردم، بچه بودم که تو آمریکا به دنیا آمده بودم، مثلا من نمیرفتم مهندسی برق بخونم، میرفتم میوزیک میخوندم، موسیقی میخوندم، میرفتم فلسفه میخوندم.
Before we get too deep, because we're going to have a whole segment on career decisions, which is probably equal or the next most important decision as far as picking a mate and choosing your head or your heart. So before we get into that, let's take a break. We'll come back with the words of the week after this. You're listening to Ironic in Life.
Questions run through
Welcome back to Ironic and Live. What you're hearing behind us right now is a remix of what was her name again? Supertramp. We took it back to like 89 on them with the Logical Rational.
What'd you call me?
Not in public. 70s? Producer man says 70s. I don't know if that's maybe. All right, maybe that's true. Maybe my cousins played it for me.
I didn't know they had raves back in the 70s, though.
Not this song.
the Chipmunk version.
Actually, Elnaz was shocked that this original song was sung by a woman. I don't know what she thought. Like, I thought that was a guy.
When I was young, something logical.
All right, take it easy. Let's get the word of the week. I'm trying to pretend like it's 10th grade science class and read off of Calvin's paper right now.
Yeah, I can't stop cheating, dude. It's not school anymore. So we're out of school.
Don't worry about it. Cause I can't read what the hell you have written on your paper.
I have terrible handwriting.
I'm looking at the word. I don't know what the hell it is. So this is the word of the week.
The word of the week is very applicable to these days. I'm sure as any of us on Facebook. The word of the week is face brag. And that's when you get on Facebook and you check and I don't understand it. Because every time I get on, there's about 100 new status updates. Hey, I just went to the bathroom and got back, and then I went and made a chicken salad for dinner. I got pulled over by a cop and I got out of a ticket.
Just finished an awesome workout, ready for a great day. It's like,
I did a thousand push-ups. Not sure if you're counting.
Not sure if you heard me over a thousand.
I just don't know
what compels them.
Every 5 minutes. دارم میرم استارباکس یه دونه فراپچینو گرفتم. I think I gained 5 pounds. Oh, همه ی همکاران به من میگن که I lost weight, but I think I gained weight. Baba, nobody cares.
The best though is that there's web pages on the internet that have these status updates that people get caught on. Like people are complaining about their jobs and their boss catches them, or they make some joke about their ex-girlfriend or boyfriend and like they get on there and get really embarrassed.
That's the worst.
Funniest things happen.
That's the worst. Put your relationship issues on Facebook.
I know. Tell me about it.
خیلی جالبه که صحبتشو داری میکنی. در واقع Facebook الان به صورت یه سورسی، یه منبعی درآمده برای یعنی صورت این منبع قانونی legal source برای استفاده کردن در کورت در دادگاه ها اینجا، یعنی به راحتی مثلا کسی میخوان نشون بدن که مثلا فلانی داره چیت میکنه مثلا روی زنش، مثلا نشون میدن استاتسش رو میارن اونجا که مثلا کجا بوده، چی کار کرده، چی گفته. همین دقیقا همین صحبت هایی کرده.
Use your head, be rational, don't say anything stupid on Facebook.
Exactly.
Anyone want to read the Urban Dictionary definition?
It says to use for urban dictionary. Can you say the word again? Was it face brag?
Face brag.
Face brag. No wonder I couldn't read what the hell it was. To use Facebook as a platform to brag, normally about your job, internship, trip, purchase, or anything else that nobody really needs to know, but you'd like to tell everyone because you're awesome.
Yeah.
I am awesome.
Business. You know, you're doing this some business. Yeah. You're doing great at your job.
By the way, Elnaz was right. Supertramp is a guy. Sorry.
What did you call me?
A guy. Anyway, keep it moving.
A guy.
So the Farsi word of the week.
Actually, man doramesh, vali word nis. It's a phrase.
Even better.
Delato bazam be darya.
So put your heart in the ocean.
Put your heart in the ocean.
What is that? What
literally. Word by word.
That's how I learned Farsi.
Actually, literally, it would be. Hit your heart to the ocean.
دل تو بزن به دریا.
Yeah.
یعنی اگه میخوای کار سختی انجام بدی، برو جلو، نگران نباش. دل تو بزن به دریا. یعنی
That's stupid. I'm all sitting down and planning.
Don't get scared. Be brave.
Go with your heart.
Can you tell me something? Is there, because this is what always surprised me about English, is that I'm a student of bumper stickers and mottos and sayings. Tell me if it's the same in Farsi. Any saying you find in English, there's the opposite saying for the same thing. The early bird catches the worm. Good things come to those who wait. Look before you leap. Strike while the iron is hot. Nothing risked, nothing gained. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Like, okay, so which one is it? Like, there's a saying for either one. Like, which one do I do? So is there something opposite of get your heart to the ocean as well?
Yeah, go with your heart. Think before you act.
Right?
در مورد عقل نه الان چیز داری یادم نمیاد ولی مطمئنم که هست مطمئنم که هست
So basically whatever your parents want to tell you to do there's a catchy little thing for them to say in either language I'm guessing
ولی اگه چیزی یادم اومد حتما میگم
We'll put it on the webpage
Put it on the webpage
Yeah we'll find some I know a few Put it on there
Alright great Well we'll come back We'll discuss the head and heart more You're listening to Ironic and Live And we're back. This time the music was a little better. We're listening to some Spin Doctors. It takes me back to...
That's a good song.
I don't know. I don't even know how old that was. That song came out. But that song was cool.
Middle school.
Middle school.
Like middle school. Like that, yeah.
So anyway, before we go on, I want to... There's a new feature we're doing starting now. We realize that a lot of the people who listen to the show aren't necessarily listening live. We get a lot of downloads of the podcast. So we wanted to make sure people can contribute and participate even if they're not listening live. So... In addition to taking emails, chats, whatever, we're going to be taking voice messages that you can leave with us. We're going to try to play them the next week, comment on them as much as we possibly can. We got some funny ones this week, so we're going to try to play one of them right now. The phone number you can call is the same number as always, 1-888-RD-JAVON. The only thing you need to do is add extension 724. Leave your voicemail, say something nice about me. Leave Kaveh your phone number if you're a cute girl. Or I'll know your phone number if you're Mr. Right and you use your head. Either way. So I think we have Mr. Producer Man, you have a voicemail you can play for us from this week? I hope it's a nice one.
ایرانی که لایف. آخرین برنامه شما دارین. انگلیسی فارسی.
This again?
Didn't this guy call last week?
آخر همونو برین. چه زودی میخوای عوض بکنی این برنامه. اصلا آدم نمیتونه اتنشنش رو بذاره روی برنامه این کار میکنیم بورد شدم رفت. اصلا بذار رادیو جهان
دیگه سه اتنشن.
I think you did.
United Nation pay more attention. Is that what he's trying to say?
He bored شده.
والله.
The guy just complained that we speak Farsi in English and speak Farsi in English in the voice message.
That's right. See, at least I just keep it all English. You know, I'm not trying
to
confuse anybody.
Bored.
No, he didn't say
that.
He's like, bored shodam.
Wow, I thought the attention was bad.
He
sounded like my Amajun at a Iran rally. Hey, more attention.
All right. Thank you, caller, for your honest opinion.
Thank you, caller, for whatever that was. And
be respected.
Yes. I think we have some emails. What are you going to
say? Yes, we do. We have an email from Mr. Mehraban, our number one fan who loves our show and easily gets PO'd once we don't update our blog, and easily gets excited once we update our blog. That's literally from
so he uses
the
his heart
email.
Because he easily gets PO'd. And
yes,
gets excited.
He does use his heart, actually.
God bless your heart, Mr. What's his name?
He sent us Mr. Mehraban.
Mr. Mehraban.
Mr. Mehraban, who told us that he loves our show at least 50 times in this email, and he thinks we're doing a great job. And he loves everybody. And he does actually like the English Farsi thing that we do.
Nice.
Word up.
Okay. So thank you. Shout out to Mr. Mehraban. Thank you so much for your email. We also have some people that commented on our website. So let me get to that one. Yeah, they posted something about our Qayrat show. Let's see if I can find it. And I cannot find it. Oh, yeah. One of them said, Arash said, are you kidding me? Iranians are not Qayrati. They are Qayrti. Hey.
Hey.
And thank you to Ali for saying that he enjoyed our Qayrat program. Thank you to everybody who goes online on Facebook, on our website. Go on there. Make a comment, good or bad. Hopefully good. Right.
And you can get us at iranicanlive@radiojavon.com. You can get us at iranicanlive.com. And once again, you can leave a voice message at 888-RD-JAVON, extension 72-CHAR.
Please don't use your new iPhone 4. We're not going to be able to understand you.
You're going to make the call.
Be nice.
It's not
be
gonna
nice.
Work.
Say you love us.
It's not going to work.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Did you listen to Ironic and Live on radiojavon.com? I'm just a simple girl in a high-tech digital world. Really trying to understand all the powers that rule this land. The same as Jay's big brother's boss. Kate Moss can't find a job in a world of postmodern fad. What was good now is bad. It's not hard to understand. Just follow the simple. Not quite sure, am I it or could you get more? You look cool from magazines, you don't love from Charlie Sheen. You're back with Ironic and Live on RadioJavon.com. Before we went to Word of the Week a couple segments ago, Mavash was taking us into the discussion about probably the next most important decision in your life after you pick your mate is you pick your career. it's the first thing people ask about you. What do you do? Like, what are you? Chikar Asti.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely an important thing as you pick your path in life, but it's head or the heart. It's the same debate as picking a mate. So I don't know what you guys think. I think this is, I'm the opposite on this one. I think you go
with your heart.
I think you go 100% with your head on this one.
Mm-hmm. Your head. Mm-hmm.
I do music, I do political stuff, I have passions, but I keep my money and my passions complete, like Biggie said. It doesn't mix. Keep your money and your passion completely separated.
ولی نمیشه حالا تو داری میگی completely I go with my head یعنی چی یعنی 100%
get your money cash your check go home and have fun
نمیدونم شاید سخت باشه یه مقدار اگه مثلا واقعا یه چیزی باشه یه کاری باشه که تو دوست نداری ولی میدونی خیلی پول سازه اگه اونجوری که تو داری میگی خیلی سخته که بخوای مدت طولانی انجامش بدی. شاید برای مثلا یه مدت کوتاهی به طور موقت بتونی انجام بدی، ولی اینکه بخوای به عنوان یه چیز دراز مدت نگاش بکنی، به نظر تو سخت نیست؟ یعنی
Let's be clear, you can't hate your job because at the same time you spend 8 hours a day doing it. If you hate what you're doing,
دقیقاً منظورم
همینه. You're gonna have a miserable life, but at the same time you don't have I don't get any great joy or satisfaction out of being a writer, but I do it as something I could do well. I go and I do it, I cash my check, and then I go home and I do things that I enjoy that allow me to have a full life. Mm-hmm. But cashing that check allows me to have a full life too. So I mean, I'm also, and I've seen it happen. It happens to me on a daily basis. Is that money, finances, logistics corrupt your passions? It's the nature of any passion or creative pursuit. You're going to get corrupted by the fact that, you know, I could paint this and someone's going to come buy it tomorrow, or I could paint what's in my heart and nobody might buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So now you're technically following your heart. You're working in something you love. But once you start blending the two, there's no going back. You can't keep that water in separate cups. You got to mix them together. But at the same time, you know, one of the famous, again, we're going back to American sayings, is that you do something you love for a living and you never work a day in your life.
That's right.
Every day is like a vacation.
Yeah, and it also has to do with the difficulty of your job, like Matt was saying. Like, if you're in like medicine or law, or you want to be successful at actually your job, has to be your passion. And if you're not passionate about what you're doing, you're never going to become really great at it. Mm-hmm. And some jobs are really difficult and you have to love it to do it. You know, if you're going to be working like 60, 80 hours a week at your job, you can't hate it. On the other hand, if you're working like, you know, normal hours, like 40 hours, yeah, I could tolerate something that was like mediocre or I didn't like for 30, 40 hours a week, you know, just four or five shifts. Yeah, I could handle it. And then I'd have all this other time to pursue my passions that I love, like whether it's photography or playing sports, soccer, coaching, all this stuff that I like doing. So I think that's manageable. But if you get stuck in some of these, you know, I don't want to say like Persian parent fields, like medicine, lawyer, engineering, you know, go to a PhD, all this stuff, these are pretty rigorous. And I think a lot of people become unhappy because they get pushed in these directions and then there's no way to back out and they're not passionate about it.
مخصوصا حالا مثلا رشته هایی که پدر مادر ایرانی خیلی به بچه‌هاشون دوست دارن بچه‌هاشون تو رشته ها تحصیل بکنن
مثلا
مثلا پزشکی واقعا تو باید عاشق پزشکی باشی که بتونی ادامه بدی به خاطر ساعت‌های کاری شدیدی که داره به خاطر اینکه مثلا حالا کاوه میتونه اینجا اگه ریسپانس داری بده ولی مثلا آن کال باید باشی شب نصف شب بعضیا واقعا یعنی خیلی سخته که بخوای این کار رو انجام بدی بدون اینکه عاشقش باشی دارید یعنی برای مدت طولانی داری خودت رو عذاب میدی داری خودت رو تورچر میکنی که به خاطر اینکه میخوای اون پول رو بسازی ولی عاشق کارت نیستی.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I know plenty of people that do it, like be a doctor for money. Plenty of them do it for money, but then they've also had to put up with a lot of stuff, and so they feel like they deserve it. They're like, I did my, you know, years of residency, and now I'm just doing my regular clinic hours. Now they're not really working that many hours anymore. But the ones that are like surgeons or like intense fields, they have to do that for like, you know, hundreds of hours. And they're not going to be the ones that are not passionate about it, or they'll be just really unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, it's funny because there's actually a study came out that goes the opposite of what I'm saying. But surprisingly, you think it would apply to doctors and it doesn't apply to doctors and lawyers, and maybe due to the stress. But it says that firefighters, the clergy, meaning priests, rabbis, imams,
Ahunda,
and others with professional jobs that involve helping or serving people are more satisfied with their work and are happier overall in their lives. So we're talking about firefighters, physical therapists, authors, people who also do creative pursuits. But surprisingly, this doesn't extend to lawyers and doctors. And they think it may be because of the long hours, the high stress of the job, and the extensiveness of the training that is necessary to be in those fields. So according to this, people who love their jobs or find fulfillment of the jobs are happier individuals in life, not just at work. So maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, some people obviously make it work. I make it work. I'm not like unhappy at work, but I'm not like.
خب شاید این یه جوری مثل به قول چیز یه give and take. یعنی تو هرچه بیشتر به اون قسمت financial satisfaction نزدیک بشی یا از نظر مالی خوشحال باشی، از لحاظ قلبی یه مقدار دیگه اون خوشحالی رو نداری. یه وقتی بری دنبال عشق، دنبال چیزی که دوست داری، دیگه اون پول رو نمیسازی. مگر اینکه مثلا واقعا خب بعضی ها هستن که دیگه مثلا عاشق انجینیرینگ هستن، عاشق کار مهندسی هستن، عاشق پزشکی هستن، عاشق همین ساعت ها مثلا دنبال مریض باشن، کسی رو خوب بکنن.
Yeah, there are a lot of people like that.
اون در اون صورت خب آره فرق میکنه، ولی به طور جنرال دارم، به طور عمومی دارم.
Kaveh, I have bad news for you.
What's that?
Accountants are more happy with their job than doctors are.
Wow. Aww. Really?
Say. Accountants. They deal with numbers. They don't even help people.
I disagree because my friend's an accountant and he hates it. He hates it.
Your IRS? Your friend
yeah, yeah,
IRS?
Yeah, I got a buddy who works
with the IRS.
He does. He
That's
does.
Disgusting.
It is. Anyways. But he hates it. And so I would disagree. And you know, what's up with his bartenders at 26%? I mean,
I've never met an unhappy bartender in my life.
Yeah.
How does that even work?
Like, are you kidding me?
Only when you yell at them because they won't look at you to get a drink. Does that happen to girls? I thought that was just a guy thing.
No.
Where you're like, hey, I want a drink. And they go, don't yell at me. I'm like, look at me then.
Why are you yelling at your bartender?
Because they won't look at me to give me a drink.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
No, I just send
or serves you the drink.
I just send a girl up there to get drinks. I'm like, buy everyone a drink. Go ahead.
Persian club promoter fit on there. Persian club promoter.
Persian club promoter.
Yeah, is that on there somewhere?
Persian party promoter.
It depends if they're in Cleveland or Hollywood.
Isn't that every young Persian man's dream?
In Westwood, they are very happy. What do you think, Elnaz? What do you do with your profession? Did you chase your head or your heart?
Actually, I quit my job to move to the Bay Area to go into public health. And it is what I want to do. I want to help people. So technically, you could say I went with my heart. But I also hated my job. And I'm going for something that my head said would be better, to get my master's and pursue something better, a better degree for myself, a better life for myself.
See, and then here's where you see the blurring of the line, because Kaveh was saying that he had friends who were unhappy at work, and he was considering it following your heart to go back to school to pursue the education, where Elnaz is doing the exact same thing, but she's saying, I'm following my head, I'm going back to school to pursue my
education. Yeah, because I mean, you're making money, you're making salary, you're putting money in retirement, you're on the path.
Right.
So like, you know, that's rational, all right? You know, that's... Yeah.
But she's making a logical decision in order to be more satisfied with her work.
I think in reality, I think there's a lot of overlap with your head and your heart.
Hey, that's me and Mathvash's point.
I know.
You guys are on the outside.
But what I'm saying is, if you want to think about it anatomically, your heart is a muscle that pumps blood. It does not make decisions. It's not really your heart. It's your drive.
This is so interesting that we need to go to the clip of the week after this break.
You're listening to Ironic and Live on RadioJavon.com. We'll be right back. دیگه منو نمیخوای گذاشتی و رفتی دیگه پیشم نمیای رفتی و من موندم و خاطرات تلخه دل واسم مونده تناقض به عکسه گفتی میتونی پیشم بمونی رفتی نمودی دلمو سوزوندی یادت وقتی که منو دوست داشتی من عاشقت بودم و تو منو میخواستی اما الان نیستی و بدون تو تنها از وقتی که تنها برونی شبهام بدون هر جا باشی بازم توی قلبمی فقط توی دنیا تو من همه دردمی ببین بدون تو خوش شده ریشم جون میگیره زندگی وقتی باشی پیشم من دوست داشتم و منو ترک کردی هنوزم منتظرم تو که برگردی میگم فقط تو دنیا عشق تو آرزومه حسیه من دل تو عشق تو چشم من واسه من میخونی من
از پس ببینم هستم آره هستم ببین چمه توی دستم خیلی وقت کف دستم از دور میام با اسمم بینم زورو بغل دستم از پس که جانش هستم.
Welcome back to Ironic and Live. You're listening to RadioJavon.com. We're going to go into our clip of the week. We're going to bring our special guest, Stephen Colbert, back in. So, Stephen John! Stephen, be out too! Okay, we're going to go back to Stephen. Stephen, go ahead. Yeah. You're live on air, Steve.
So, I am super psyched about Iran's upcoming Modesty and Veil Festival. ModestCon! It is the destination to catch up on all the hottest trends in humility. And maybe even spot an international modesty superstar and wonder who they are.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
Just so you know, right-wing Republicans and the clerical regime in Iran, all of one mind. Anyways, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll you listen to Ironic and Live on RadioJavon.com.
Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travi Claus, modest the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit where Katrina hit. And damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A different city every night.
Welcome back to Ironic and Live on RadioJavon.com. So, what are some of the differences between, you know, it's funny that we have a cross section here between what the men and the women on the panel think of using your head or your heart. So how would the women on the panel describe men's decision making? Head or heart? Which way do you think?
Actually, I think it's really funny that Kaveh took heart and I took head. Because I think کلاً دخترها بیشتر دلشون رو استفاده میکنن و احساساتی هستن و پسرها بیشتر با عقلشون تصمیم میگیرن.
This is true. There's actually studies that say women generally tend to make decisions more on the emotional level, whereas men go with facts and data. Women prefer a narrative, a story to make their decisions, where men based on empirical evidence. Mathvash is one of the cool ones who doesn't do that.
Thank you very much.
I mean, what do you think? That's something that's just destined, that's something that's ingrained in us. I mean, I think it's a little bit, I might get in trouble for saying this, I think a little bit it's a leeway society gives a woman. That's why I want to see if it's the same thing in Iran. In America, there's a saying where they say a woman always has the right to change her mind. And it doesn't mean that she has a reason to change her mind. She just has the right to do so, regardless of what the facts are or how she felt 2 minutes ago. Or what you did for her
basement. تایپ هستش که خانم ها احساساتی باشن ایموشنال باشن.
Well, is it as accepted in Iran? It's kind of something we have to deal with. Like you ask a girl, oh, I don't like that girl. Why don't you like her, honey? Just because I don't. Like, you don't have to have a reason for not doing something. I just don't. It's like, okay, so it's a woman's prerogative or something like that. Am I making, is that right?
I think you're right.
آره میشه گفت اونجا هم تقریبا همینطوری هست. یعنی یه چیز عمومیه، یه چیز جنراله. یعنی فکر کنم تو همه فرهنگ ها پذیرفته شده هستش که خانم ها، دخترها، زن ها کلا احساساتی تر از آقایان باشن.
So my plan to go back to Iran when I'm 40 and get a nice mild mannered Persian wife is that's out the window now?
No, actually that could be actually.
Ladies, I have green card.
me. See, that's easy.
The thing about using your head and your heart is that your heart tends to get you into a lot of trouble. Or, like, if you don't think about something before you do it, you get into a lot of trouble. Like, putting your foot in your mouth when you don't have a filter and you talk without thinking. You know?
I've done that once or twice.
Yeah. See, there you go. I guess you're in trouble. وقتی که کل وقتی که تمام عکس عملات روی احساساتته.
If all of your actions are on anything, you're going to make mistakes. And what I would argue is that your heart's going to get is going to rear its head at some point. I shouldn't have said that.
It's after a long night of beers.
Right, or whatever. Or if you try to keep your emotions in for 10, 20 years, they're going to bust out at the wrong time. You're going to have a midlife crisis. You're going to buy a Ferrari and leave your wife and go find some 18-year-old blonde chick. Either you deal with your emotions now incrementally as your life goes on, or they're going to catch up to you all at once. And it's the same thing with logic. You can do what you want. You can have fun till you're 50. Then you're going to turn around one day. You have no job, no education, no woman, and you're just stuck there as a 50-year-old bum. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to keep moving all along. High five from Z-Man. We want easy. So I would say it's both ways. You get in trouble if you act all one way or all the other way, but if you don't let both sides have their say once in a while, either one will catch up with you at some point.
Personally, I'm going to buy an octopus and let it make all my decisions for me. That's the best way to go.
Yeah, but you can get that. I meant to be this with ticket. Because I'm going to get an appointment with him.
Really? Or a psychic. What should I do? Yeah.
No.
I would go with the octopus because then you can have calamari afterwards too. All at the same time.
You're disgusting.
Why am I disgusting? Octopus.
Octopus.
Anyway. So that'll be all for our show this week. You listen to Ironic and Live on RadioJamon.com. Thank you very much for joining us.
Anybody needs Islam appropriate haircut, you can stop by my place. I got some trimmers. We'll take care of it.
He does have the trimmer. He looks like Vinny Chase from Entourage this week. Anybody watch Entourage?
I'm trying to change it up. I just cut my hair while we were off the show real quick just a minute ago.
So Ali, you have something to say?
About who?
To end the show.
Well, before I go, we want to give the phone number one more time. 888-RD-JAVON. Extension 724. And before we go, I want everyone to go eat a lot of vegetables. Be nice to short people and listen to Ironic Live. You're listening to Radio Javon. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Peace.